KPW, and today's show is sponsored by Dan Satellite Systems, Wallpaper World, Antennas West, and Ken Nichols of Linda Brock Auto Mall. Before anything else, I want to say congratulations to the Phoenix Cardinals for winning another game. They're undefeated this year, including the playoffs, the preseason, everything. So they won 26-10, and also salute my Bears, who just squeaked through and won 21-20. We have a super show today with my guest being Bernie Sasak, W0YOY, the Arizona section manager for the ARRL, and we'll get to Bernie in a few minutes. Our phone number is 241-1510. 241-1510, or in DX land, we'll pay for the call at 1-800-293-5366. Call with any announcements you have concerning club events or activities. If you want to buy, sell, or trade radio equipment, we'll take that. And if you have any questions, of course, for Bernie Sasak of the ARRL, we'll take that. I'm still asking that you send in QSL cards and you non-ham send in a postcard to Len Winkler, KFNN Radio, 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. I'll send you back a QSL card with KFNN and KB7LPW on it, and also enter your card in a drawing, which we'll have later today, for some prizes. So send them in today. I also encourage more input from you as to the programs you'd like to see us have. If you have any suggestions for guests, or if you have some story you'd like to tell and you'd want to be a guest, and any comments you have, get it to me. Remember, this is not my show, but a ham radio show for the community, and your input is very much requested and it's needed. Please send all comments to the same address, 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Next week, we'll also have a super show. Our guests will include George Hands and Neil Sheldon. We will discuss the RFI interference problems and hopefully solutions to those problems, so be ready with your questions for that one. A few QSTs. This Thursday, September 12th at 7:30 p.m., the Arizona Amateur Radio Club will present Al McCoy, the voice of the Phoenix Suns, at their monthly meeting. All are welcome to come and enjoy the presentation. It's at the Red Cross Building off 16th Street, one block south of Osborne. On Saturday, September the 14th, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club will hold a VE testing session at the Scottsdale Senior Center starting at 8:30 a.m. Now, there'll be no DeVry testing for the month of October. They've canceled October's testing. Their next VE testing at DeVry will be the first Saturday in November. Now, I was at DeVry yesterday morning for testing, and they had, oh, I'd say in excess of 100 people again taking tests. And yes, my daughter finally passed. Congratulations, Laurie, in getting your technician license. And a lot of people passed. And there were a lot of young people, a lot of children that took the tests and passed. I know there was another 9-year-old who just turned 9, and he passed yesterday his novice theory, novice code, and tech theory. So congratulations. Also, congratulations go out to Cole Cunningham, KG7KI, who passed his extra class license test, and also Sandy Farley, N7PQP. She went to take her extra class, and, well, she passed the written portion of it, and she'll be at the Scottsdale Club testing Saturday, and she'll pass that. But Cole, Sandy wanted me to make sure you knew that she only had 5 wrong on the theory, and you had 7 wrong. Just want to make sure you knew that. Also remember the dates, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's when the ARRL Southwest Division Convention will take place at the Safari Resort in Scottsdale. And VE testing will take place at that convention also. We'll discuss the convention in depth on September the 29th, Ham Radio and More Show. Next Saturday night will be the next transmitter hunt. It starts promptly at 7 p.m. in the Target parking lot at 7th Avenue in Camelback. All are invited to attend, but be early to ensure a ride if you need one. Also, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club will begin classes for novice, tech, and no-co tech in October. Enrollment is limited to 30 people only. So call now to register. You need to call Chris Townsend at 962-3388. It's an 8-week course. It's 2 nights a week at the Scottsdale Community College. And from what I hear, it's one of the more intense classes, and you learn a lot, and you'll probably pass your, you know, come out of the class with a license. Another word of information, Mike Fulcher, KC7V, and Vince Thompson, K5VT, are operating 14 and 15 megahertz CW and 14 RIDI from Mongolia as a JTP station, so catch them if you can. Bernie will be right with you, but first, you need to know about a new type of window covering that's available. Bally has made a pleated shade that they call the Bally Neat Pleat. If you check pleated shades, you will find that in time, their pleats begin to flatten out from the top running down, and they cause a very uneven look. But with Bally's new Neat Pleat that's patented, that cannot ever happen. The pleats are always crisp, they're always sharp, they're even spaced, there's just no sagging. It's a great look, and it's available almost exclusively in Arizona at Wallpaper World. And at Wallpaper World, for this month only, you'll get a whopping 65% off, plus you'll get free nightliner backing, which will give it more privacy even on any fabric that you choose, and it's free. This is an introductory offer only for the month of September. And don't forget to mention Ham Radio and More, and you can save an extra 10% off of that discounted price. Now is the best time to buy. There's hundreds of fabrics to choose from, and remember to shop Wallpaper World for all your wallpaper and custom window covering needs, including custom wooden shutters, which Wallpaper World manufactures in their own factory here in Phoenix. So give them a call at 272-4788, 272-4788. Also, if you have Thursday's Arizona Republic and Gazette, you'll find they had a gigantic ad in there. So that's 272-4788 for the location of the Wallpaper World nearest you. Online from Tucson, we have Bernie Sasak, W0YOY, and he's the Arizona Section Manager for the American Radio Relay League, better known as the ARRL. Bernie, first licensed in 1954, he currently holds an extra class license. He's been an engineer in the TV business since 1957. He's presently the assistant chief engineer for television station KVOA in Tucson. Bernie's been heavily involved in the volunteer examiner program. He has processed over 2,500 FCC 610 forms since 1984. Bernie loves DXing and contesting with 226 countries confirmed. And in 1989, Bernie contesting with 6D2DX from Mexico placed first in the entire world in the multi-multi category. And again in 1990, contesting in his 4B2A in Mexico, placed first again in the multi-multi category. Bernie also designs antennas by computers, and he's a life member of ARRL. Again, our number is 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. If you have any questions for Bernie, please don't hesitate to give us a call. An all-around multifaceted ham, welcome Bernie to Phoenix and Ham Radio and More. I'm pretty good. I'm having trouble hearing you, though. Okay, how's this? Let's hear you again, Bernie.
1-2-3-4-4-3-2-1. How's that sound?
Okay, you came up that time. Well, looks like we have another interesting thing. Okay, let's talk about ARRL, and first of all, what is the ARRL?
ARRL is an organization, it's the largest organization of amateur radio operators in the United States. It was formed in 1914 when amateur radio just began, and has continued growing over the years. ARRL basically does several things. It, of course, the most familiar to everybody is the publication of the monthly journal on amateur radio, the magazine called QST. There are many other things that that ARRL does for the amateur radio operator. One of them being representation in Washington, D.C., in front of the FCC and lobbying the Congress for passage of bills that will provide benefits for amateur radio operators. ARRL provides low-cost insurance for amateur radio equipment. There are incoming and outgoing bureaus for QSL cards for amateurs that are handled by ARRL. And it basically represents hams throughout the United States and does a tremendous amount of lobbying in Congress for the continuation of the frequencies that we now have. We did lose a battle last year on 220, but that's the first one we've lost for quite some time.
What year did the ARRL officially begin?
In 1914. That was... It was done by Tuska and one other gentleman, and 1915 was the first time that a magazine called QST was published.
Okay, and basically its structure, its offices are located in Connecticut, is that correct?
Yes, Newington, Connecticut is the home office of the ARRL. ARRL divides up the country in 15 geographic localities. They try to balance the localities in such a way that there are an equal number of hams in each area, so the representative is about the same, but it doesn't quite balance out that way. There are, as I said, 15 divisions. Each division then has several sections within it. We belong to the Southwest Division, which encompasses the state of Arizona and the southern half of the state of California. The sections within the Southwest Division are Arizona, Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, and Santa Barbara.
Since you brought up the divisions, let's ask that the trivia question that you're prepared with, and now would be the proper time to do that. And I invite the listeners to call in and give us the answer to this, 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. Bernie, you want to give us the question?
Okay, very good. Of the 15 ARRL divisions in the United States, which division has the most amateur radio operators in it?
Okay, that's fairly simple, I would think. Which division of all the divisions that are members of the ARRL, which division has the most members into it? So our number is 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. And the winner is going to receive a QSL T-shirt, compliments of Sandy Farley, N7PQP. And when I explain what the T-shirt is, if people aren't familiar with it, it's kind of a neat prize. So call us if you know the answer. What is the stated purpose of the ARRL? I mean, what is the whole intent, the basic fundamental reason for the ARRL?
It is an organization, as I said, of amateur radio operators. It is the only national organization that represents amateur radio to the public and provides for the betterment of amateur radio by lobbying in Washington and keeping our name in the public interest. Let's see, what else can I tell you about it?
Well, how many members are currently throughout the United States enrolled or members of the ARRL?
The ARRL has approximately 30% of all amateur radio operators in the United States. We have about 150,000 members in the United States at the present time of the 500,000 ham operators within the country.
And has it always through history been 30%, or is that a high number, is that a low number? To me, it sounds like more people should be members of ARRL. I mean, if only 30%, what are the other 70% doing?
That is one of the jobs of the section manager, is to try to promote more membership in the ARRL. Membership has dropped slightly in the last 5 to 7 years, but it has been kept fairly constant at approximately 30 to 33% for many years. What happens is that quite a few people have been members over the years, have dropped out. The dues has gone up. The membership dues have gone up. The same as everything else, there has been inflation.
What is the membership dues, or what are they?
Membership dues at the present time are $30 per year. That includes, as I said, QST, which if you buy it over the counter, is $3 per issue. So you're talking about $36 if you would buy QST by itself over the counter. And the annual membership costs are $30. They are prorated to some extent. If you join for 2 years or 3 years, there is also a life membership, which is 20 times the annual dues, and it can be broken down into 8 equal payments on a quarterly basis.
Well, it sure doesn't sound like a lot of money to be a member of ARRL, and I mean, I'm certainly a member, and I think that most people should be. I want to say we still don't have a winner as to which division has the largest amount of hams. We've had some guesses, but they've been incorrect. So, again, our number is 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366, 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366 for the division that has the most hams in it. And we still are waiting for a winner, and you're going to win a QSL T-shirt. Okay, there are many, many, many services that you've discussed already. I'd just like to touch on one of the things that I think that ARRL does that, you know, we take for granted, a lot of DXers take for granted, and I think that it's a great service. How about the outgoing QSL cards for foreign, or you know, QSL service for foreign cards?
That is a very large thing that is being done for the DX community. It costs very, very little. If you are a DXer and start paying some of the costs of foreign postage to foreign countries, you'll find out immediately that sending individual cards can be horribly expensive. The ARRL has an outgoing bureau. It covers almost every country in the world, and it costs you approximately $2 for 150 cards that are going out. All you have to do is put them in alphabetical order as to the stations that you have worked, send them to ARRL Outgoing QSL Bureau in Newington, Connecticut, with $2 and a copy of your mailing label on QST to show that you are a member, and that's all that it costs. And they ship cards daily to other parts of the world, so you don't have your cards languishing in a pile somewhere for months until they get more cards going out. And it's fairly efficient. Most of your cards will be returned by an incoming bureau that's also staffed by volunteers from the ARRL membership. Normally, an outgoing card and then coming back will take less than 6 to 9 months, depending on the some of the countries that you send cards to. Russian cards in the past have taken a tremendously long time, but their efficiency has become much greater, and the cards are coming out of Russia quite rapidly now.
Okay. Also, let's touch on the, as you touched on, and let's just explore a little more, the Ham Radio Equipment Insurance Program. I think that's a pretty good deal, and we still don't have a winner, 241-1510. We still don't have a winner. You guys are guessing wrong.
Okay. Insurance is quite reasonable through the ARRL. It's basically an all-encompassing insurance, whether the equipment is in your mobile, if you happen to lose a handheld, theft, fire in the home, and so on. Cost $10 a thousand, and the insurance has been very, very good over the long run. People have been very satisfied when they have had to have claims put against the insurance company. This also is handled through ARRL in Newington, Connecticut. They will get you information immediately if you drop them a note saying you're interested in the insurance. There are also two members. There are annual mailings made soliciting people to join and join in the insurance coverage for equipment.
Okay, I'm not sure, but I thought that the price for the insurance went up, and I'm not sure, but I think it's $15 now. I mean $1.50 instead of a dollar.
It could be. I'm not certain of it then. That was the last price that I had over here, but I need to double check on that then, Len.
Okay, I mean it's still a good deal, but I'm pretty sure that is the price. Let me take a moment. Are you familiar with the TNT no-tune Wyndham antennas? Well, if not, you sure should be. There's no pruning, no tuning, no knobs to twist. TNT is no-tune on 80 CW, 40, 20, 17, 12, and 10 meters. And TNT 2 is no-tune on 40, 20, and 10 meters. Work other bands with a tuner, and it comes ready to use with 100 feet of RG8X feed line, which is included. It's kink-proof, weather-sealed, it has low noise, there's no trap or resistors. It's insulated to 3,000 volts and rated at 500 watts. Typically, your SWR will be 2 to 1 or even less. It comes pre-tuned at the factory. That's the TNT antenna from Antennas West. Call Jim Stevens, KK7C, at Antennas West for more information or to order. And remember, Antennas West for your next day QSL cards or the now famous Tiger's Tail. It never ceases to happen. When I'm at a get-together and fellow hams see my Tiger's Tail, they always ask me, does it really work? Does it really work? Does it really increase your gain? And I give a demonstration to prove that it does. Yeah, the Tiger's Tail absolutely does work. It improves my transmit and receive. I've tested it with John Moore NJ7E on a spectrum analyzer, and it's increased the gain on receive and transmit by 2 to 4 dB or even more, and it's only $7 delivered from Antennas West. So call Antennas West at 1-800-926-7373. That's 1-800-926-7373. Order something and mention Ham Radio and More for a special discount off their normal selling prices. That's 1-800-926-7373. Tell Jim Stevens Len Winkler says hello. Also, Jim will present another antenna seminar, which was not sold out because there was no charge, but it was seen by many, many, many people at Tudhill Hamfest that we had last month, 2 months ago. And he'll have another antenna seminar at the Southwestern Division Convention. So be there and give Jim a call at Antennas West, 1-800-926-7373. All right. What type of awards, Bernie? There's probably quite a few. I don't know if you have a list in front of you or what, but what awards does the ARRL offer to ham radio operators? Okay, you didn't get that. What type of awards, Bernie, does the ARRL offer to amateur radio operators?
Sorry, I missed that. We had a problem here on the line.
Okay, what type of awards, what awards does the ARRL offer to ham radio operators?
Okay, there are quite a few different awards that are given to amateur radio operators depending upon what they qualify for. Starting at the beginning is an award that was originally designed probably 30, 35 years ago called a Rag Chewers Club Award. It It is an award given out for making a contact, a single contact that runs a half hour or longer. Basically, this was brought out in the early 50s, I believe, when novice licensing first started, and they were trying to get the new novices to make a contact that would last longer than saying, my name is Bernie, I live in Tucson, Arizona, and you're 599, see you later. And what they wanted to do was stretch these QSOs out to make people learn CW just a little bit better. That can be applied for just by writing into ARRL saying, I apply for RCC and here's the person I contacted. One of the interesting awards that many, many people shoot for is the Worked All States Award. You are required to gather one QSL card from each of the 50 states and submit it to ARRL. Another one that's a little tougher is the Working All Continents Award. You need QSLs from all six continents. Then right on down the line, they get a little tougher as we go along. The DX Century Club, or DXCC, as most people know it, is to gather QSL cards from at least 100 foreign countries. And
you have over 200.
I have 327 as of today. Yesterday, I picked up another one, so I had 326. I'm up to 327. Very fortunate to be there.
Super. In fact, in DXCC, how many countries today are in that? Isn't it like 324, 328, something like that?
24 is the current total of countries. Some of these countries that I have on my count are what we call deleted countries, but they still count for the... A deleted country is one that has been combined with another country, and it is taken off of the list as a... East Germany is one of them. There used to be East Germany and Germany. They have now combined to one country called Germany, so East Germany is a deleted country. It's that type of a deletion.
Okay. One moment while we have a winner on the line, so let me get to him in 1 second here. Gene Lee, KB7GIR, is it? Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Hello.
Welcome. What section is it? It took us a while to get a winner this time.
The Atlantic Division.
Okay, that is correct. And you're going to win a QSL... T-shirt. Are you familiar at all with that?
I'm familiar with a QSL.
No, but I mean a QSL T-shirt. This is an item that Sandy Farley, N7PQP, came up with, and it's a full-color enlargement, of your QSL card on a quality cotton, 100% cotton or a cotton poly T-shirt. And, I mean, it looks really great. I mean, I don't know what your QSL card looks like, but it's enlarged perfectly, and like it says, in full color, and it really, really looks good. A few people that I know were wearing them, and they look really neat. So that's what you're going to win. It has a value of $20, which, you know, is a pretty good price. However, Sandy has said that if anybody wants to order a QSL T-shirt, and all she would need, of course, is your QSL card, they can call her at 956-2162. That's 956-2162. And if they mention Ham Radio and More, she'll give you a $2 discount. So instead of $20, you'll be looking at $18. And that's a pretty good deal for a nice T-shirt with your QSL card on it. I think everybody should be wearing them, and they can sport their QSL cards on their person. So it's kind of a neat idea. And Sandy, I thank you for offering it. And Gene, I thank you for participating and winning.
Hey, great. Thanks.
Okay, Sandy will definitely be in touch with you. She's super efficient. And, of course, now that she only got 5 wrong on her theory test, and Cole got 7. She's very efficient, and she'll be getting to you real soon. So, again, for the QSL T-shirt, give Sandy a call at 956-2162 and order a couple. They're kind of neat. So, thanks again. 73s, Gene.
73s.
Nick and W7ZMD, how are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. I was waiting to turn down the radio so I didn't get any feedback, Glenn.
Okay, well, welcome to Ham Radio More, Nick. What do you have a question for?
Oops, I just lost you.
Okay, do you have a question for Bernie?
It was more of a comment than a question when you're discussing awards, because I'm the ARRL awards manager here in Arizona. And you want to submit cards for Workdoll States, you must be an ARRL member. And that was about the crux of what I had to say, and I guess congratulations to Bernie for working the 3B7.
Okay, I'm having a little problem with these phones, Nick, so I have to put you on hold and get to Bernie. So don't hang up and see if he has a comment for you, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, Bernie, were you able to hear Nick?
Yes, I was.
Okay, do you have any comment?
He is correct on that. I just did not mention the fact that you are required to be an ARRL member. Nick is doing a very good job as a awards manager within the state, and he is able to handle a lot of the mailing. The things that used to have to be mailed into ARRL can now be taken care of by Nick, and you don't have to lose your QSL cards for a while. He'll be able to handle them, and you don't have to send them out. So do appreciate his call in.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, Nick, well, I appreciate you. And do you want to give us any information as how do they contact you if they want to get that award?
Well, they can write me. The first thing they need is the awards application. I do have some here, or they can get them from the ARRL. Either way, if they want to call me, my phone number is 992-4133. If they want to write me, I'm good in the call book for the past 20 years, plus I'm in the Arizona Desert Airways, as you know, Len, and either one of those routes will get to me.
Okay, well, I appreciate you participating, calling in. I apologize for the problem we're having with these phones, and it was supposed to be taken care of this morning, and unfortunately, it hasn't. So please, guys, listeners, bear with me. And thank you for calling in, Nick. I really appreciate it.
Okay, good luck with your communication system there, Len. See ya.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, Bernie, we're back with you.
Very good. You were asking about one of the another thing that the ARRL does is not publicized very much, but it is one of the things that helps out new college students. They do give scholarships. The ARRL Foundation has scholarships that amateur radio operators can apply for as they are going to be entering college. They give out, this last year there were 12 scholarships of $900 apiece and two or three in excess of $1,000. So these scholarships can be applied for. Most of the fellows go into electrical engineering or some sort of electronics in their future endeavors.
Yeah, I was reading the ARRL letter, which explain what the ARRL letter is.
The ARRL letter is an informational sheet that is much more current than QST, because QST has to be put to bed about 6 weeks before you receive it in the mail. ARRL letter is a publication that comes out every 2 weeks with current information pertaining to amateur radio, published by the ARRL. It is one of the mailings that you can subscribe to through the league. It is one of the things that the league does for amateur radio.
Okay, well, I'm looking at it, and you were talking about the scholarships, and actually that was one of my questions I was going to ask. is to mention it. I see that somebody received a James Ray Harper KB5CTQ won a $5,000 scholarship honor. Well, I don't know if the win is correct, but I guess it is. It's a scholarship winners honoring Barry Goldwater.
Okay, that one I did not know about. I have not seen that ARRL letter yet, but I do know that annually there are 12 scholarships of $900 handed out, and then two or three in excess of that. And this must have been another one that was probably just started this last year.
Well, I've been reading this. I get the ARRL letter, and it's very informative, and there's a lot of news in it that is not put into the QST, at least, some just little bites of information. So I find it very enjoyable and very informative, and if anybody else wants to, I guess they can just call ARRL and order a subscription.
That is correct. There's another thing that the ARRL has done over the last 7 years now. ARRL has been a leader in the volunteer exam coordinator setup. They are the largest VEC group in the United States, giving exams through the individual volunteer groups in your local community. And I noticed you mentioned at the top of the show that there were over 100 people showed up at DeVry yesterday, and that's fantastic. I know that the new technician class license that it was just issued, started this last spring, has gotten a new, entirely new person coming into amateur radio. And I know the VEC groups have been inundated with people taking exams.
Well, I will tell you that I was talking to the gentlemen who were administering the tests yesterday, and they did mention that they would like more and more volunteers. They definitely are in need of volunteers. So that's just a plug for them. I mean, they were pleading with people who were passing their extra class exam to please become VEs.
Yeah, it's becoming a load on those people that are in there week in and week out. I know that Chris Townsend and his crew that gave exams up at Flagstaff during the Fort Tuthill Hamfest were inundated. They felt that they would have a large turnout, but they had close to 200 people showed up. And they had 18 volunteer examiners. They did a tremendous job, but still it took an awful long time, and I have to commend the people that wanted to take the exams. They stood outside in sometimes adverse weather even, waiting to get their tests taken. And just a matter of a sidebar on the Fort Tuthill Hamfest exams, they are the second largest exam group, or it is the second largest exam in the United States, second only to the Dayton Hamvention that's held in the spring. So that's a big exam that's given up at Flagstaff every year.
Well, we hams in Arizona are to be congratulated. It appears that our fraternity of ham radio operators is growing rather rapidly. So that's very, very good news for Arizona. It really is so simple. I mean, if I want to buy Coca-Cola, I go to the store with the lowest prices for Coca-Cola. I mean, if I want to buy a product, I call around, get the lowest prices, and I go to that place and buy that product. When I'm looking for a particular brand of anything, I want the best price possible. And I've even been known to check prices in other cities for the best deal on the same product. And I don't think I'm alone. I think people all over the country do the exact same thing. In fact, people all over the country call into Arizona for the absolute best deal possible on a new vehicle. And they call who else but Ken Nichols of Linda Brock Auto Mall. That's right. When you consider all the places in the country that new cars are available, isn't it unusual that they pick Arizona and Ken Nichols to buy their cars? Well, they do this because Ken gets them the vehicles of their choice and at a lower price than anybody else. And, of course, at no extra charge, they receive the best service possible because Ken takes a personal pride in what he does. So aren't we really very lucky here in Phoenix? It's just a short drive to 6601 East McDowell to meet Ken Nichols in person and get the car we want at the best price in the entire country. If people all over call Ken, so should you. Ken has saved many hams thousands of dollars on their new and pre-owned cars and can do the same for you. One ham even remarked that Ken's prices for a brand new vehicle was lower than the price he got and was quoted from World Rent-A-Car Company. So for a used car. So give Ken Nichols a call today. 228-2336. That's 228-2336. Don't make a mistake by buying a car elsewhere and then saying, you know, I should have called Ken. Call Ken first, save big, big money. And mention Ham Radio and More, and you'll get a free Linda Brock cap. That's 228-2336. Call Ken today. Fleet prices, direct to you. You know, there, with all the people, Bernie, getting no code technician license, which, you know, my daughter did, etc., they can get a rag chew award on 2 meters, is that correct?
That is correct.
So that,
yes, you can get a rag chewer's award on 2 meters. There are a couple other awards that are quite tough to get. The Worked All States is very wicked, of course, on 2 meters or 6 meters, but there is a VUCC, UHF Century Club, in which you work grid squares, and the country is divided up into small areas called grid squares, and everybody lives in a grid square. This is breaking down the country into many, many small units, and you can apply for this award. I believe it's 100 grid squares in the give you the basic VUCC Century Club Award on grid squares, and that is one that can go be gotten. But the RCC is one that can be applied for. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, off the air, we received a phone call from a gentleman who is an extra class license holder, and he was curious, I guess, from my comment. He wants to become a volunteer examiner. How does he go about becoming a volunteer examiner?
There are several different VECs, or volunteer exam coordinators, in the United States. The most common is the ARRL. W5YI has a VEC. DeVry is a VEC. I would suggest dropping a note to ARRL headquarters saying, I wish to become a volunteer examiner, and they will send him the paperwork necessary to become one. And then all he needs to do is contact one of the local clubs up there, or wherever, whichever groups give exams, and they will welcome you with open arms for additional help.
So, and basically, the only requirement to be a VE is to be have an extra class. I think if you have an advanced, you can give tests up to general, right? But you need an extra class to be able to give exams for advanced and...
Some of the VECs require extra class only. The ARRL will accept people that have advanced class licenses, and the advanced class licensee can give all of the exams involved in the novice and the technician class license and general class, not the CW, but the written general class.
Okay. Hold on a second, Bernie. We have another caller. Ben, you're soon to become a ham. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Yes, I'm still looking for a CW key. I think it's like the old J-38 that was used in the Army, so I can help me get my code and stuff back up to date. I have some equipment that works with my Commodore PC for doing CW, so I would also be interested in any friendly advice any of the other hams might be willing to give me on how to use. I think this thing I've got is called an SWL. I think it's the product name or company name for decoding and encoding CW with your Commodore.
Okay, you want to give your phone number, and there may be somebody out there. In fact, Nick, if you're out there, well, I know you are, come to think of it, because you're on the other line again, which I'll get to you in a minute. He wants a key, or somebody out there has to have a key, or they want to sell. Ben, give us your phone number.
954-8783. And I'm trying to start a special interest group. We call it a SIG at my little computer club. Anyone out there who maybe knows about ham radio stuff that can help me with my quest for going in this direction and wants to learn about computers, they could give me a call. Maybe we might be able to do a nice exchange of information. And if anyone just simply wants to know more about the computer side of things, I'll be glad to answer any of their questions.
And that's 954-8783?
Oh. Yes, that's 954-8783. And I'm looking forward to, just basically doing the things I need to get pass the test, and I'm a complete techno idiot when it comes to what kinds of transmitters, receivers, and all those things to get. So anyone that has any good words of wisdom or even some used radio equipment on that end, I'd be all ears.
Okay, Ben, well, I appreciate, again, your calling in, and hopefully someone will get to you with a key and maybe some equipment and 73s, and we'll talk to you later. Okay, Nick, go ahead again.
Okay. Yeah, Len, two things, and I'll give them to them in order. First off, first comment, actually. With regards to Fort Tuthill is a single day event, and this last year they set a record for the number of exams that they held, the number of exams that they processed and exams that passed and everything at Fort Tuthill for a single day event. Remember, folks, Dayton's a 3-day event, so those guys that did Tuthill deserve a lot of credit.
No question about it.
And moving right along, if he wants to become involved with the ARRL program, Eddie Couch here in town, N7JOR, can be contacted at 952-9596, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to make arrangements for anybody that wants to become a VE. And let's see, last but not least, the guy that was looking for computer club / ham radio information, I would suggest to get hold of Oliver, W7WGW. If he's on 2 meters, you can get hold of him on 147-28. I don't have Oliver's phone number handy. That's the extent of my comments at this point, Len. Good show today.
Okay, Nick, I appreciate your calling again. This gentleman that called is not a ham yet, so he better not get in touch with Oliver on the 2-meter, but maybe if he gives you a call, you don't have his phone number, but maybe someone can give Ben a call at 954-8783, and maybe you can put him in touch with Oliver. Again, he wants a key or any used equipment. So, Nick, thanks again for calling.
Okay, Len, see you later.
Okay. Well, Bernie, we're back to you. I've noticed in some of the information that the ARRL has put out that, everybody, or at least I know, they provide code practice on W1AW.
Yeah, code practice is provided daily on W1AW along with W1AW, let's start over with, is the station that is headquartered at Newington, Connecticut. It's the headquarters station for the ARRL. It operates daily for slow speed code practice, fast code practice, CW bulletins. They have teletype, teleprinter bulletins, and also voice bulletins that they put out daily. And there are various frequencies that they can be copied on. Basically, I think you would probably want to copy them most of the time on 40 and 20 meters here in the southwest part of the country.
Do you have the specific frequency?
7.0475 and 14.0475, or the 20-meter frequencies, 40 and 20-meter frequencies. Let me see where we... Slow speed, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Now, these are the slow code practices. And if somebody is interested, needs this information, why don't you have them call you, and you can drop me a note. I will send the information in the mail to them then.
No problem. Anybody wants more information, you absolutely drop me a note. I'll pass it on.
This is a full half page of small typed information. It's quite hard to read. So if anybody is interested or has any other questions, get in contact with you, and you can pass on names to me, and we'll handle everything that way.
Okay, that sounds good. We just pulled a name, a card out of our little card file here, and from QSL cards that you guys send in to me and postcards, and we have a QSL card, which is a beautiful QSL card, of, and this actually is K7AWI Pete Marshall on North 15th Avenue in Phoenix. It's a beautiful, looks like the Grand Canyon. Pete, should send this to Sandy Farley and get a QSL t-shirt, because this would be absolutely magnificent as a t-shirt. What you have won is an Antennas West Tiger's Tail. And again, a Tiger's Tail is for an HT, a 2-meter handy talkie, and it will definitely improve the receive and the transmit about 2 to 4 dB gain. So that's compliments of Antennas West, Jim Stevens at Antennas West, and that's 1-800-926-7373. So, Pete, you should look for your Tiger's Tail probably within 2 weeks. He's a little behind in sending some stuff out, but you will get it. So again, thanks, Pete, for sending in your card. And everybody else, please send your QSL cards or postcards to 4800 North Central, Phoenix 85012. If you were one of the people that bought an EchoStar satellite system this past week from Dan Satellite Systems, then you know how great the college and pro football feeds look, because your system has already been installed. It doesn't take long to get it installed once you buy it. But if you were one of those only thinking about buying a satellite system and didn't, then it's about time you go to your phone and give Dan a call at 233-1515. The EchoStar 410, 510, and 710 are all discount priced at Dan's. Dan's Satellite Systems, where he's been in the same location since 1985. And Echosphere delivers a super quality picture from Dan with the receiver and the scrambler all in one compact unit. The sound is great too on the EchoStar systems. And Dan delivers with his free site survey, his free 6 months of limited programming, 100% financing available, and more. You can't afford not to change from cable to satellite television. And don't forget, Monday nights on satellite TV, you get a ham radio television show on S1 Transponder 15, I believe it is. And that's an interesting ham radio show also, which you can't get unless you have satellite television. If you finance the entire system at Dan's, it can be as little as $40 a month, about the same as you'd pay now for cable. And in a few years, you'd pay it all off, and then the programming can be brought to you that can bring you tons and tons of channels. You can pay less than $20 a month for programming, which is a lot less than cable is. So really, when you consider it all, satellite TV is the way to go. Dan's the place to go, and EchoStar is the equipment to go with. and now's the time to do it for the football, basketball, and hockey season. I know I watched the Bears before I came here on a feed on T2 transponder 23, and so I was able to watch the Bears and also watch Channel 10 and see the Cardinals play at the same time, which was interesting. Due to the response, Dan is carrying over his absolutely fantastic offer for one more week. And just give him a call at 233-1515, and you can buy an EchoStar satellite system, get free programming, and Dan will install it completely free. Now, that's only going to end, this week, so you need to call him during this week and mention Ham Radio and More. At 233-1515, you'll get free installation. That's a savings, of an honest-to-goodness savings, of about $400. So call him now, 233-1515. Call Dadden's Satellite Systems. He's at the corner of 51st Avenue, Grand, and Bethany Home, 233-1515. And make sure you mention Ham Radio More for free installation this week, 233-1515. Okay, Bernie, I'm also looking at this sheet, and it says that they have antenna tower zoning restriction problem. They'll handle that, FCC regulatory questions. Can someone call them and get some advice on zoning restrictions and the like?
The ARRL does have mailings that they will send out to you regarding zoning regulations that have been defeated in different parts of the country and so on. It's becoming a much larger problem all the time, the tower height restrictions and so on. But they do have a tremendous library. They will help you with paperwork regarding PRB1. And yes, this is one of the other things that is not in the public eye for most amateurs as to what ARRL does, but they do a tremendous amount of work in this field. Also, a couple other fields where the ARRL is doing a tremendous amount of work for most of the hams that never even realize it. The World Administrative Radio Conferences are held every few years. There's one coming up next spring, and the ARRL is putting a foot forward, hoping that we will not lose any frequencies. These are frequencies that are divided up worldwide, and sometimes we lose an amateur band. The only thing that we are possibly going to be hurt on this coming time at the World Administrative Radio Conference is a microwave band at 2390 to 2450 megahertz. Other than that, we feel that there probably is nothing being attacked in the normal amateur bands as we know them. One other thing before we do close for the day, Len, that I would really like to mention is the fact that there have been sponsored in Congress a couple bills, H.R. 73 in the House, and then in the Senate is S. 1372. These are bills that will provide equivalent replacement spectrum to the amateur service of any spectrum that is taken by the FCC. They would have to replace it with like amounts of spectrum. We have had 135 representatives in the House sign this bill, and at the present time, there has been only one representative from the state of Arizona sign it, and that is Representative Stump. Nobody else has signed it. I urge every amateur to write their legislators and ask them for their backing on H.R. 73 in the House and S. 1372 in the Senate, because this will eliminate the taking of amateur bands like we just did lose on 220 megahertz.
Okay, and people who want more information about the ARRL and or want to join the ARRL, which we encourage everybody to do, they should write to, and I hope this is the right address, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. Is that a correct address, Bernie?
That is correct, yes. As for membership services, and say that I wish to get information to join, and return mail will get them information.
Okay, Bernie. Well, I really appreciate your joining us today for Ham Radio and More, and it's been an exciting hour. I want to make sure that everybody tunes in next week again when we discuss some interference problems and their solutions. And I want to thank all my sponsors, which include, of course, Antennas West, Wallpaper World, Dan Satellite Systems, and Ken Nichols of Linda Brock. So until next week, this is KB7LPW, Len Winkler. We're clear to 2 o'clock next Sunday. Thank you for listening.